All right, I'm here interviewing Chloe about her unconscious biases. All right, Chloe, which test did you take?
I took the gender career implicit association test.
All right, why did you take that particular test over the other ones?
Because I consider myself to be very pro-women's rights, I wanted to see if I had any unconscious biases towards something that I support because of how I was raised, being raised by my mom who just worked at home raising me.
Okay, so you said that you were pro-feminism, right?
Yeah.
All right, so why are you pro-feminism? Is it because of your mom, personal experiences, environment?
Just because I feel like in the culture that we are today, where people are being treated differently because of how they look, I feel like being someone who advocates for equal rights for people, regardless of how they look, I think it's important that we take part in that personally and fight for what you believe in.
So are you saying it on how they look or gender?
I think both, just treating people the same regardless of how they look or act or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think of the questions while taking the test?
While taking the test, I didn't really pay much attention to the questions, and I just tried to answer them honestly without really thinking.
Okay.
Just to see what results I would get.
Alright. Well, what was one question that you remember being on that test, if you remember any?
Asking on the test, they asked me to associate careers with females and more family home things with males, and I think while taking that, I had to focus to correctly categorize the things, and that was just something that I didn't realize I would struggle with, and I ended up struggling with.
Well, so did that bring up any past personal experiences? Because you just said earlier that your mom was raising you, and that's one of the questions I have to ask you. So is that why you were unconsciously answering those questions, associating, say, your mom to a family or your mom to working?
Yeah, for sure. When I was younger, my mom was just a stay-at-home mom, and she raised me and my brother while my dad was at work. So having to associate things oppositely was difficult.
All right. Did the questions make you feel uncomfortable at any time?
Not particularly. I just tried to answer them honestly and do the best that I could.
Okay. Did you recall any personal experiences? I know we've already talked about this, but can you go more in depth about those personal experiences?
Nothing really comes to mind. Just, again, my mom stayed at home with me while my dad worked.
Okay, now what did your dad do?
He started his own company as an accountant.
Okay.
So being in a very business-related occupation, that really, I think, really adds to my bias.
So I'm sure that takes a toll on you because that just adds more emphasis towards men owning businesses and females staying at home. So how did that make you feel knowing that unconsciously you're biased towards your mom, your mom taking care of you and your dad not being there because he's out of the picture, he's working all the time? How does that personally make you feel?
I think even though it was mostly my mom raising me, I don't think that this is how it should be in all families. I think that people should be free to do whatever they want, whether that's raise a family or work. If they want to do both, even, that's fine. It's just whatever you want to do personally.
So you don't care if it's a mom or a dad taking care of the family, as long as someone's taking care of the family, correct?
Yes.
All right. Did you learn anything surprising about yourself from looking at the results?
I kind of thought beforehand that I could possibly be biased, and seeing the test results kind of confirmed what I already thought.
All right. So how can you use what you uncovered or confirmed from the bias test in the future?
I just think now that I have this confirmation of this unconscious bias that I have, I can try and be more aware of it and not let it affect the way that I treat people or act or anything like that.
So, do you feel the test is accurate at all, or do you just feel that it's just there, it's making you think? What do you feel?
I think that due to the credibility of the Harvard name, that the test is pretty accurate. Even though there could be other things that affecting my answers, I feel all things included, that was pretty accurate.
All right. Well, last question here, and then we got to close. Have you ever witnessed or experienced any of these biases personally?
Although I don't really experience gender career biases often, do people in my and personal environment often make racist jokes or jokes about female drivers? And even though I know that they're just jokes and they don't really mean anything, like, I recognize that they still can add to a culture of kind of making desensitizing racism and adding to that.
So you feel that unconscious biases are some way attached to stereotypes in a way?
Yes, for sure.
So female drivers, because you're a female, you suck at driving, right?
Yeah.
That's a stereotype. Mm-hmm. Or you're white, so your dad has money or he'll sue. You know, just those little things. Do you feel that those impact certain biases?
Yes, for sure. I think when people joke about it, it turns, like, even though it's just joking and it's supposed to be taken lightly, like, they can still be considered offensive and just adds to that kind of negative thing.
All right, Chloe. Well, it was nice interviewing you today, and I hope to see you again.
Thank you.